Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
With God, all things are possible. With God, your faith in God, all things
all possible, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for what you're doing in our life, Lord, and nothing too big for God, nothing too hard for God, Lord. With God, we can trust in him. We can lean upon your Holy Word, your Holy Spirit, Father, you guide you, direct us, Lord. We pray for the woman of God on tonight, Lord. Give us strength. Give us the words of clarity to speak to our hearts, our minds, our spirit, Father. Let your Holy Spirit, your Holy Anointing be upon her, Lord, and use her mightily for the things of God you call and command to do for such a time as this, Father. And we thank you for it, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, the Holy Spirit has laid on my heart to speak with you from a topic entitled Triumphing Over Discouragement. Triumphing Over Discouragement. I'm sure that everyone will agree that we are living right now in some difficult times, that due to the current circumstances, many find themselves becoming concerned, some are worried, and there are those that are discouraged. All you have to do is just listen to the media. And we know that we are dealing with right now a pestilence that's in the land that some describe as an invisible enemy called COVID-19, which has become a household word and has impacted many of us. Many are sheltering in place to prevent the spread of disease. Some are quarantined in homes and unable to venture out. And if one is not careful, this new normal is the perfect environment for the enemy to begin to launch his attack, to wreak havoc, to cause anxiety, to cause stress, and at the very least, to cause discouragement. There are Christians that inundate themselves with the world's messages and bombard their minds with the media drama, and they too tend to become discouraged. Now, please keep in mind that it is the business of the mass media to sensationalize the most negative and heinous report as possible. That's how they maintain their rating. Understand now that I am in no way trying to minimize the current state of this pandemic. It is serious. However, if we as children of God plan to thrive mentally, physically, and indeed spiritually, we must recognize that we serve a God that existed long before the coronavirus. And because he is omniscient, he knew that this was going to occur even before the foundations of this world. And there is nothing that occurs in heaven or on the earth that is not first filtered through our Father's hand.
Amen.
Oh, I'm reminded of a song that I learned even as a little girl. And the song says, he's got the whole world in his hand. Well, it was relevant then, and it is relevant now. Still has the whole world in his hand, and our God is indeed in control. Listen to his voice. Study his word. And even amid difficulty, he will extinguish
discouragement and fill you with joy. He's the only one that can fill a discouraged heart with the joy of the Lord. So tonight, I'm going to talk with you, as I said, from the topic of triumphing over discouragement. If you will turn in your Bible to Psalms 42, verse 5. Psalms 42, verse 5. And it reads, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him." Psalms 42, verse 5, King James Version. Now another version says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." You have no reason, if you are a child of God, for your soul to be downcasted. You have no reason, if you are a child of God, for you to be discouraged. Now, I understand that we are, of course, in the flesh here, okay? We are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. And so there are things of this world, of course, that impact us. Truth be told, as I said earlier, yes, the circumstances around us, if allowed, can cause one to become discouraged. So tonight I'm going to share with three points of power to implement in order to triumph over discouragement. Point number one, to triumph over discouragement, don't give in to it. To triumph over discouragement, PowerPoint number one is don't give in to it. James 4 and 7. James 4 and 7 tells us, submit yourselves. We're talking about not giving in to discouragement. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Discouragement is a tactic of the enemy. Discouragement did not come from God. Discouragement is a tactic of the enemy. Don't give in to it. Many people give in to discouragement because they lack the spiritual fortitude that is discipline and self-control. They lack the spiritual fortitude needed to stand on the word of God during difficulties. Proverbs 25 and 28 tells us, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. Well, what are you talking about, Pastor Constance? I'm glad you asked. If the walls of a city are broken through, then the city is left vulnerable and has no protection against attack. Likewise, one who lacks discipline or self-control hello, I pray that you all can hear me. We're having a little bit of difficulty. As I was saying, as I was saying, Proverbs 25 and 28, like a city whose walls are broken through, is a person who lacks self-control. He that succumbs to and lacks the ability to resist the tactics of the evil one, that person is like a city whose walls are broken through, lacking self-control. Just as God has a voice, and the word of God tells us as his children, we hear his voice. We know his voice. Just as God has a voice, so the enemy has a voice and speaks as well. Mm-hmm. Satan vies for your attention and your ear. He uses his voice to discourage you by telling you lies and anything that is contrary to the word of God. Words like, you can't make it. You've tried this before and failed. Why should you try again? Oh, you're not gifted enough, or you're not talented enough, or you're not educated enough, or you're not from the right family or the right background, or you're not anointed enough. All lies of the enemy. All lies of the enemy. He will do and tell you anything to keep you from the divine destiny that God has planned. Don't let the lies of Satan generate discouragement in your heart. When Christians neglect to pray and believe God's word, then they become easy prey to discouragement. You've got to be able to pray. You've got to spend time in God's word. And as you pray, spend time in God's word, your faith then will increase. We must have faith in God and ask him to lift us up and believe that he is able to keep us, and he is. He is able to keep us from falling into discouragement, no matter what the circumstances are that's going on around you. You could have a coronavirus pandemic that's going on around you, but if you have the word of God that's on the inside of you, if you've been praying to your heavenly Father, if you've been supping with him, and the word of God, oh, and if you've been praising him, hallelujah, even in the midst, offering a sacrifice of praise, if you've been praising him, the word tells us that God comes and he inhabits the praises of his people. And where God's presence is, nothing of the enemy can stay.
Amen.
Jude 24 tells us that our God is the lifter of our head. There's no need for you to be discouraged. No need for you to feel laden down. No need for you to hold your head down, because it is God that is the lifter of our head. As you strengthen your faith muscle through prayer and the word of God, your spiritual fortitude will begin to grow, and you will have the power to resist the devil, and indeed, he's got to flee from you.
Amen.
Faith brings God's power, and it brings us the help that we need to win. To triumph over discouragement, don't give in to it.
Amen.
Power. The point of power number one. Point of power number two. To triumph over discouragement, don't give out with it. Remember, one was don't give in to it. Two is don't give out with it. What are you talking about? with it. Well, my grandmother used to say, you better watch your mouth. Huh. Some people are negative. Their pessimistic thoughts and words bring discouragement to themselves and to others. Mm-hmm. Have you ever known someone that's very critical of others, rarely having anything positive to say, and usually sees the worst in most situations? That person that comes to mind is usually the person that if you share your ideas, if you share your plan, if you share your dreams with them, often their first thought is, why, you can't accomplish that. They're the kind of people that I call NBK. NBK. They're notorious dream killers. Their negative thoughts prompt words of discouragement. Well, you are not to piggyback on the words that discourage. Don't piggyback on words that discourage. Don't give out with it. Watch your mouth. Luke 6:45 in the King James Version tells us that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, for out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak. Guard your heart. That's Luke 6:45. Luke 6:45. God is calling us to guard our heart. For out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak. Do you know that your heart governs your thoughts, and your thoughts governs the words that you speak? Right. Psalms 105:2 tell us, talk ye of all his wondrous works. When you speak, don't speak about the problem. That there's a saying that goes, don't tell your God about your problem, but you're to tell your problem about your God. Talk ye of his wondrous works. Talk to others about how good God and not the bad. We must talk and speak optimistically. But by doing so, we will win over discouragement.
Amen.
So again, point number two to triumph over discouragement is don't give in to it and don't give out with it. Two points of power. The third point of power is to triumph over discouragement. Don't give up through it. Oh, my God. Don't give up through it. You got to be tenacious. Don't give up through it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn. David here talks about, I'll read this passage. This is when David went out to destroy the Amalekites. It says here that David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it and had taken captive the women and everyone else in it, both old and young. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters had been taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. These men were very much discouraged. David's two eyes had been captured. Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. And David was greatly distressed because the men were talking about stoning him. His own people were talking about stoning him. And the reason they were talking about stoning him was because they had lost their families. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But the word tells us that even in the midst of this crisis situation,
mm-hmm.
even in the midst of this difficulty, David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Have you ever had a time where you've had to encourage yourself in the Lord? Then David said to Abiathar the priest, excuse me, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. And Abiathar brought it to him, and then David inquired of the Lord. So he encouraged himself,
mm-hmm.
and then he inquired of his God.
Yes.
There is a pattern that's there that we need to follow. David inquired of God, and he asked him that even in the midst of this difficult situation, shall I pursue this raiding party, and will I overtake them? God responded and told David to pursue. You certainly will overtake them and succeed in the rescue.
Amen.
Praise God, the pattern that needs to be followed. There are many other stories like this in the Bible in which there are those that were discouraged and then they inquired of the Lord. In Matthew verse chapter 9, Jairus was discouraged because of his 12-year-old daughter was dying, and he inquired of God and sought Jesus for her healing.
Yeah, yeah.
He inquired of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And then when he inquired of God,
mm-hmm.
Jesus came and he healed his daughter.
Amen.
And Mark chapter 10, Bartimaeus was discouraged because he was blind. And he inquired of the Lord
mm-hmm.
to have mercy on him. And Jesus restored his sight. In John 5, it tells the story of a lame man that was discouraged
mm-hmm.
and inquired of Jesus. And Jesus strengthened his legs and gave him back the ability to walk.
Uh-huh.
When you are discouraged, inquire of the Lord.
Yeah.
When we are discouraged, our first step should be prayer, communication, and inquiring of the Lord. In this season, with so many succumbing to that which is negative, we as believers have the ability to triumph over discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
All the world needs what we have. Hear me, saints. The world needs what we have.
Yeah.
We have the answer
Amen.
To the world's problem. It's not the medical industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the educational system. It's not even our government. It is the true believers in Jesus Christ that holds the answer. Oh, like a lighthouse that shines amid a dark night, we are to be the light of the world to those that have lost their way.
Amen.
Like a banquet laid at the table for the starved, for the hungry,
uh-huh.
we must provide the bread of life for the spiritually malnourished of this world.
Mm-hmm.
We must be prepared at any moment to provide hope, to provide encouragement to those that are discouraged and have lost their hope. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 tells us, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready when always. Be ready always, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have hope within you tonight? Are you encouraged in the Lord? It should not matter again circumstances that's going on around you. Oh, as it was with Peter when he stepped out of that boat on that raging sea
uh-huh.
and he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus in the distance and he asked the Lord, he said, can I come? The Lord beckoned him to come. As long as Peter kept his eyes on the Lord,
yeah.
he did the impossible.
Yeah.
As long as Peter, I'm going to say that again, kept his eye on the Lord,
uh-huh.
he was able to do the impossible. As long as we keep our eye on the Lord,
uh-huh.
God will enable us to survive in impossible situations.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, he will. As long as we keep our eyes on the Lord,
uh-huh.
he will encourage us amongst discouraging circumstances. allow us, if we trust in him, to triumph over discouragement.
Amen.
Don't give in to it. Don't give out with it. And don't give up through it. Amen. Praise God. I pray that that word will empower you to be able to go forth, to go on, and continue to be encouraged in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank God for that word. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Compton bring forth that word of power on today. We need that word to help us, to strengthen us, to keep us going, to make us strong when we are weak, to be strong, to finish the journey. Amen. And Paul was saying that to finish the journey, to start off standing and knowing the word of God and to obey the word of God. Amen. No matter what we're going through, to be encouraged on tonight, through different circumstances, through different difficult life. We are in the world, we're not of the world, praise God. So even as a prayer, to keep a connection with God. Amen. If people of God, we're supposed to pray without ceasing, morning, noon, and night. So always have a mind to pray. Amen. Always have a mind to pray. And thank God for that word. If we don't give in to it, praise God. Number two, we don't give out with it. And number three, we don't give up through it, praise God. But you learn to stay in that word of God. You learn to abide in your word, that he may abide in us. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the word. David, during the time that people were about ready to stone him, the people that he knew, he was a warrior. He fought men of battle will.
And his people.
His people.
Mm-hmm.
He come home, and family members gone, wife and children gone. And they were discouraged. Amen. They were discouraged what was going on in that day and time. Sometimes you allow certain things to seep in, causing the discouragement. God say, I'm still on the throne. Amen. Trust in me. Trust in my word.
Amen.
It should never fail. There's no failure in God. There's no failure in his word. Amen. And you learn how to, no matter what you're going through, praise God. God says, no matter what you're going through, no height, no depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Don't let nothing discourage you on this day and hour from the things of God, from the love of God. Continue to trust him.
Amen.
Morning, noon, and night. Continue to trust him always, no matter what's happening. He will give you a perfect peace whose mind you stay on thee. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God got to give you that perfect peace. And you can't buy that nowhere. Only God can give you that perfect peace in him and through him, praise God. But as you be encouraged on the night, you study his word, to obey his word, and to allow for your word to soak in your heart, in your mind, your spirit. Amen. You strengthen you down in midnight hour, day or night. You turn to the word of God.
Amen.
Trust in his word.
Amen.
Obey his word. And stay in his word. His word will comfort you in any given time, in any hour.
Amen.
The word of God, the word of truth, the word of life. Amen. From the bread of life. Jesus is our source. He's our strength. Amen. He's our shield. He's our buckler.
Amen.
He's our deliverer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Before I open the lines up for those that may want to share testimony or a comment, I want to read Psalms 46, which is a psalm of encouragement, especially during these times. It says that God is our refuge and our strength.
Yes.
He's a very present help in trouble.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed.
Uh-huh.
And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea,
my God,
though the waters thereof roar,
all right now,
and be troubled,
yeah,
though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river,
uh-huh,
the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God,
my God,
the holy place,
uh-huh,
of the tabernacles of the Most High.
The Most High.
God is in the midst of her.
Amen.
She shall not be moved.
Yes.
God shall help her.
Uh-huh.
And that right early. The heathen rage.
Yeah. care of these people. Amen.
I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and open the line up for those that would like to comment. If this word has ministered to you, if you would like to share a testimony, please go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. And we will go ahead and dispatch you into the studio.
Praise God.
The word tells us that others are won by your testimony. Is there one tonight that would like to share? We're talking about triumphing over discouragement.
My God. You can do it.
Oh, yes, he can.
He is doing it. Amen.
Don't let anybody tell you that our God is not still in control.
Amen.
He will always, and thank God he is always in control. Praise God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Good.
Praise God. I have two callers. Praise the Lord. The first caller, we're going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Your last four digits are 4848. Praise God. Caller, you are live. Go right ahead, please.
Praise the Lord. Thanks. I just like to encourage the people of God and say that.
Amen.
I thank you for the encouragement. And we are to forever be encouraged. Be of good courage.
Amen.
And not the circumstances. Mark 11:22-23. We should have faith in God. I have a God-type faith because faith is the victory that overcomes this world. God has given us.
Amen.
Our great faith, we still have faith. And that is what honors the Lord Jesus Christ, faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes this world. God so loved us that he gave his very best when he sent the Lord Jesus Christ in this earth realm. That if he has given us already his very best in giving us his son, how shall he not also in his son give us all things? God has not abandoned his people. He will not. He never shows himself faithful. All the time, it is in the midnight hour. It is in the hour when all seems to be lost that the Lord shows himself forth in a mighty way. So I tell you, good courage. The Lord is yet with you. The Lord will stand with you. He will prevail against every device of the enemy, against every spirit of life or want, whatever you have need of. Ask the Lord.
Yes.
And he provides.
Amen.
He will not abandon you, but he will super abundantly, supernaturally,
yes,
make provision for his people. Be encouraged.
Amen.
And
Amen.
In faith, look to your Lord because he is yet present. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is yet present with you.
Yes,
he is your provider. He is the great shepherd. And all things that the Lord does, he is great and greatly to be praised. His mercies are great. His peace is great. His wisdom is great.
Yes.
His love is great.
Yes.
And he will not his people overcome by the hand of the enemy. So in every place,
Amen.
Be encouraged. Cast not away your faith, but stand upon your most holy faith and see how the Lord honors
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Britt,
Amen.
For that encouraging word. Praise God. Yes, God is with us. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise his holy name. He is powerful. Yes, he is. Caller, your last four digits are 4517. 4517. You are live. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, this is Lolita. I am calling
Hello,
just
Pastor
to.
Jones.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Go right ahead.
Okay, awesome. Good evening, everyone. I am calling just to encourage everyone, whether it doesn't matter where you are today, whether far as your in, you know, whether if you feel down, whether if you up, whether if you, I shall say, just know that God is the same God as he, you know, as yesterday. I just, this is a season for a setup. This is what I have been experiencing. It looks, the enemy wants us to look at it as though it is a setback. But as long as we keep our focus and our eyes and continue to pray his word back unto him, knowing that it will not come back void, knowing that he is a God that shall not lie. He's the same God that woke you up this morning as he did yesterday. So yesterday is gone. Today is almost over. So all we have to do is encourage one another and know if your eyes open, when your eyes open the next day, it's a new day. It's new mercy.
Amen.
It's new grace. It's new favor with our Lord. And so I say all that to say, you, no matter what your financial situation is, God is saying, he said, I have placed wealth before you. He didn't say how big, how small. He said, I have placed it before you. I am turning things around for your on your behalf. He said, for the ones that seek after me, for the ones who get up in the midnight hour and seek my face and seek and read my word back unto me. He said, favor is upon you, no matter what it looks like, knowing that I'm working it out for your good. And just He said to me, like I was like, oh, I have enough to pay this. I have enough to pay that. I can do this. When I called to make two companies within the last hour, when I got off the phone with both, I was in tears because I didn't expect.
All right. Amen.
Come on.
All right now.
Who would not serve a God like this?
Amen.
Then
Amen.
I did not pray for that. I did not ask for that.
Yes.
But did I deserve it? Only he knows. And so I just want to encourage you. Call your cell phone companies. Call your cell phone company. Mine is T-Mobile. I didn't ask for it. I called to make a payment.
Amen.
And she said, because. And I didn't hear what else. I didn't hear anything else.
Right,
I just
amen.
Began to praise God for the little things. Just for the, it may be, you know, something. Someone may say, oh, a cell phone bill, that's all. To me, that was big.
Amen.
For me, that was huge. And so I just want to say, no matter if that's all for you, that's all you're talking, call them. Let him show you mercy.
Amen.
Let him show you his hands. These things are available to us. Use it. Use it.
Yes.
And continue to put up. Continue to save. This is a time. I believe this is the time that what we have now, we can hold on to it. And God has given us favor so other people can also help us build wealth.
Amen. All right now.
So I just want to encourage someone. I don't know if you got to encourage. I don't know if that. But just do it.
Praise God. Thank you.
Turn it around. It is available.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing that. Minister Lolita, we appreciate We have to know that God, as Minister Brett and Minister Lolita both have shared, Lolita have shared with us, God, he is with us.
Amen.
He promises never to leave us. He said that in his word that weeping may endure for a night, but you can be assured that joy cometh in the morning. And God, he is keeping us and keeping his children, even in the midst of everything that's going on. He's showing favor. If you take time and you look, there are opportunities in the midst of the crisis. And if you simply just look for the blessings.
Count your blessings.
They're there. Amen. Oh, yes, they are.
Amen.
They are there. God, he says he will never leave us nor forsake us. The blessings of God are there and will remain there. His grace, his mercy, his provision, his love, his healing, all of the benefits that we have as his children.
Mm-hmm.
They were there before COVID-19. They're there during it, and I promise you they will be there afterwards and forevermore because God is faithful. Oh, yes, he is. He is faithful to his word.
And his word changes not.
Praise God.
And come back forth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The word of God tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never fail. Hallelujah. We thank God and give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We thank God again for you tuning in. We're going to go ahead and close out with prayer, prayer for you, prayer for our community, prayer for this nation. Praise God. And if you all will just join, because as we know, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. We praise God for you as
Amen.
We close out. And also, too, if there, we mustn't forget, because this is the purpose that we do these broadcasts. If there is one that's on our line that does not know the God that we're talking about, that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if you just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. All you have to do is confess that with your mouth. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Believe and that upon him that God raised him from the dead and make him Lord of your life for the rest of your life. And if you just receive that and pray that simple prayer, then you are saved, and we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Heaven, go ahead. Join us, please, in prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you and thank you for your word tonight, Father. Pray they resonate in our hearts and our minds, Spirit, Father. We share that word with someone, Lord, around us, Lord. We just give you the honor and your glory. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your love and kindness, Lord. Thank you for your rich and mercy, Father. Thank you for your peace and your joy that you have upon us, Lord. And we pray for your people, Lord, that you expound their livelihood, Lord. You expound your blessing upon them, Lord, like never before, Father. And we serve a great and mighty God, Lord, that you never leave and never forsake, Lord. And pray for your holy anointing and your blessing be upon them, Lord. And rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord, in our life and all we do. We give you honor, praise, and your glory, Father. To Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Now unto him who is able. Now unto him, praise God, who is able to keep you from falling, to make you stand faultless before him with power and with great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, to Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty both henceforth, now, and forevermore. Praise God for you and have an awesome week. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah, and God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
is putting on the ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his fist, there's lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
The void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.